Father, in the name of Jesus, I honor you and I praise you. Thank you for this opportunity to sit here and to speak to your people. Lord, they didn't come to hear me, they came to hear you. So Holy Spirit, I invite you in this moment to speak through me so that your people can be edified and you will be glorified in the name of Jesus. Thank you for joining me here on Open Pockets. I am Ruth Ann Johnson, and this is where I get to share with you some of the principles I've learned from the Word of God. You know, the reality is that some of these, when you read it in context, it might not necessarily apply to finances, but if you can look into it, you'll see that if you use it with your finances, it should help you to be a better steward over the resources that God has given you. Yeah. And hopefully it will help you to be able to seal up some of the holes in your pockets. Let's get started. So today I'm going to be talking to you from the subject J-O-B. It's job, not Job. Not Job in the Bible. Job. And I want to look at what the O means. And for me, O means opportunity. O means opportunity. In Luke 16, Jesus shared a very interesting parable, and he mentioned something that stood out to me. It's actually something that we say all the time, and today I want to highlight it. And so I'm going to be reading Luke 16 in the NLT and the Message version. And so the NLT says, if you are not faithful with other people's things, why should you be trusted with things of your own? If you read from verse 10, it says, if you can trust someone with a very small thing, you can also trust them with bigger things. But if someone is not honest with a very small thing, you cannot trust them with anything bigger. So if people cannot trust you with this world's money, God will not trust you. He will not give you his true riches. Yeah. I have another version. It actually says, but if you are dishonest in little things, you won't be honest with greater responsibilities. And then the Message version says, if you're a crook in small things, you'll be a crook in big things. Yeah. So when you read Luke 16 in the Passion Translation, it refers to this parable as the parable of the dishonest manager. Dishonest means that he was behaving, or, you know, prone to behave in an untrustworthy or fraudulent way. The reality is that sometimes we don't know what's in us until a situation provokes us to manifest. It's like when someone is upset, that's when we hear what's in their heart. He was prone to being dishonest, and that position simply highlighted what was in him. So when it comes to the JOBs or jobs that we don't like, what if it's an opportunity for you to see what's in you? And since we're talking about opportunity, I think it's important to define what that is. And so the dictionary version says an appropriate or favorable time or occasion. It also means a situation or condition favorable for attainment of a goal, a good position, chance, or prospect as for advancement or success. And when people talk about the land of opportunity, and in this case, place of opportunity, it would be a place where people have many chances to succeed or achieve things. Now, what does this have to do with financial stewardship? Some of us have elaborate prophetic words hanging over our heads, and while we're turning our nose up at the job we think is beneath us, we don't realize that we're delaying ourselves by mishandling a much-needed stewardship opportunity. I know because I used to do it. This job that, we might not like, is the thing that is going to help us to realize that, we might not have been delivered from stealing, which is why, for our sake, probably God has not answered a certain prayer that we're praying yet. A certain thing that we're hoping God would do for us is because we still have some things that we need to be delivered from. And this job is highlighting it. This job that we might not like is going to teach us trade secrets that will save us thousands of dollars when we have our own business. It's the thing that's going to teach us management skills that, will save us time and resources. Yeah. The manager in the parable lost a stream of income because he mismanaged the opportunity that was given to him. He was left at the mercy of other people because of mismanagement. I just want to remind us to manage our job well. Yeah, manage your job that sometimes we refer to as just over broke. Manage it well. It might not be your dream job, but don't despise it. Manage it well. Maximize the opportunities that are given. Don't mishandle the people or the resources, and in time, if you manage it well, you'll be rewarded. That's what I have to say today. And so, Laba Kushanda Radaba Sendadianda Radabasoya. Lord, I thank you that even as we sit here and we would have heard that it is by divine design that you have positioned us in these different organizations. That there are things that you want us to learn and to glean from that will save us resources, that will save us time and money. I pray in the name of Jesus that our hearts will be receptive, that we will look for opportunities in the place where you have planted us, that we won't mishandle the resources that have been given to us in these places. That we won't mishandle the people, but help us to maximize. Ikaranda basondia. Help us to not be considered as the dishonest manager, dishonest co-worker, dishonest supervisor, but help us, Father, to represent you well in these places. And we will be careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the credit. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I hope that this encouraged you, and I look forward to you joining me again on the next episode. God bless you. Bye.